Hi. This week, the question is, what's the entire duty of man? Occasionally, I meet people who attempt to summarize the whole duty of man in a short little sentence. They say something like, I believe that the most important thing is to just love one another. Or they might say, I think the most important thing is to help others around you. Unfortunately, when people make these short little statements, what they're saying, either consciously or subconsciously, is this. They're saying it doesn't matter if you go to church. It doesn't matter if you belong to any church or not. It doesn't matter if you read the Bible or go buy the Bible. The only thing that's important is just to be a good person, be kind to those that are around you, and try to get along with others. These are very popular opinions. But let me share with you what the Bible says. Occasionally, there are passages in the Bible that sort of summarize the entire duty of man in a short verse or passage. And let me share with you two such passages. First, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. The Bible says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Solomon was the writer of this passage. He wrote this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, according to 2 Peter 1, verse 21. According to the Holy Spirit, then, there are two things which summarize the entire duty of man. First, fear God. This means reverence God, have respect for God, and keep His commandments. This means to submit to everything God said in Scripture. If people do this, they would, of course, be kind to those that are around them because this is one of the commandments of God, Matthew 5, verse 44. If people kept the commandments of God, they would help the poor because this, too, is a commandment of God, James 1, verse 27. Keeping the commandments of God means being honest with others, Ephesians 4:25. It means working hard for your employer and giving him an honest day's work for the pay that you receive, Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 7. Keeping the commandments of God also means assembling for worship on the first day of each week, Acts 20, verse 7. In the 1960s, it was common practice for businesses to close on Sundays and for families to assemble for worship. Today, however, worship is considered unnecessary, and some people even think that it's legalistic to insist on weekly worship. Keeping the commandments of God means worshiping as God directed in the Scriptures, Matthew 15, verse 9. It also means being obedient to the command requiring baptism. Many think that baptism is not necessary, and others think that being baptized for any reason is good enough. The Scriptures teach that baptism is a necessary requirement for salvation, Acts 2, verse 38. It must be for the purpose of washing away sins, Acts 2, verse 38, and Acts 22, verse 16. While baptism alone is not enough to save a sinner, all the faith in the world cannot save a sinner without baptism, James 2, verse 24. Again, listen to this passage. In Matthew 22, verses 35 through 40, one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." This passage also summarizes man's whole duty. To love one's neighbor is important, but loving God comes first. How does one love God? Does a person merely have a warm feeling in his heart about God? Is that loving God? Listen to Jesus in John 14, verse 15. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." In 2 John, verse 6, the Bible says, "This is love, that we walk according to his commandments." Now, according to Jesus and the Apostle John, one shows love to God by keeping God's commandments. The Apostle Paul wrote this In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 9, "For to this end I also wrote, that I might put you to the test, whether you are obedient in all things." And 1 Corinthians 7, verse 19, "Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters." Let us not be guilty of selective obedience, where we pick and choose only the things that we want to obey. This is not truly obedience to the Lord. Obedience means doing everything the Lord taught, Matthew 28, verse 20, and not just things that we enjoy or approve of. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.